Fast of a Traveler. Issue: traveling in the month of Ramadan has certain rules which are as follows. 1. Traveling before Dhuhr. On reaching the border of the city, that is the Hadd Tarakhus, a person may break his fast. However, if a person breaks his fast before reaching it, he has intentionally broken his fast and is liable to pay the kafara. 2. Traveling after Dhuhr. The fast is valid and must be completed. Returning from a journey. 1. If a person arrives home or to a place where he intends to stay for 10 days or more before Dhuhr, A. If he has not done something which would break the fast, he must make the intention of fasting and complete the fast of that day. B. If he has done something which would break the fast, then fasting on that day is not compulsory on him, but he must pay its qada. 2. If he arrives after Dhuhr, his fast is invalid and must do its qada. Issue: the general rule is that a person who has to pray shortened prayers must not fast. However, a person who prays full prayers whilst traveling, for example, a person whose job it is to travel, such as a pilot, or if his intention of travel is one of sin, he must fast during his journey. Note: it is not allowed to keep recommended or qada fasts while traveling. An exception to the general rule: a person is allowed to pray full prayers in addition to shortened prayers in 4 locations, even whilst being a traveler: Mecca, Medina, a specific section within the Haram of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and Masjid al-Kufa. However, this does not apply to fasting, as a traveler cannot keep any fast in these locations whilst being a traveler, that is, has not intended to stay for 10 days or more, with the exception of Medina, where a person is allowed to keep 3 recommended fasts for the purpose of the acceptance of requests. Issue: a person who is unaware of the rulings of a traveler. A. If he becomes aware of the rulings before Maghrib, his fast is invalid. B. If he becomes aware or remains unaware until after Maghrib Adhan, his fast is in order. Issue: if a person forgets that he is a traveler, or that the fast of a traveler is invalid and fasts, his fast is invalid. Issue: traveling in the month of Ramadan has no problem. Question: can a person in the month of Ramadan travel in order to escape the fast? Answer: it is better not to travel in the month of Ramadan, except for necessary or beneficial works. In simple terms, you can, but it is disliked. Question: does a person who travels in the month of Ramadan have to pay kafara in addition to keeping the qada fast? Answer: no, just the qada is compulsory. Issue: a person who has a specific fast on his shoulders or has a qada fast to perform, but his time to keep them is very short, he is allowed to travel and there is no need for him to worry about the fasts, as the necessity of fasting has been removed from a traveler, and there is no difference between a fast of the month of Ramadan or any other fast. Issue: if a person breaks his fast intentionally and then begins a journey, regardless if he travels before Dhuhr or after it, or with the intention of escaping the fast or not, the kafara of intentionally breaking the fast is compulsory on him. Issue: if a fasting person begins his journey before Dhuhr and breaks his fast intentionally before reaching the border of the city, in addition to the qada, as an obligatory precaution, he must pay the kafara. But if it's done without being aware of the ruling, there is no kafara. A traveler under the following circumstances cannot fast. 1. His journey must not be less than the legal distance. 2. Having the intention of traveling the legal distance. 3. Continuing on that distance. 4. Not intending to break one's journey. 5. The journey must not be for something haram. 6. The person must not be a Bedouin. 7. His occupation must not be traveling. Issue: the first condition is that his journey must be more than the legal distance of travel. Hence, if he travels less than the legal distance, he is not allowed to break his fast. Issue: the legal distance of travel that must be passed there and back is 8 farsakh, which is approximately 45 kilometers. Issue: a person whose complete journey is 8 farsakh and both his outward and return journey are not less than 4 farsakh, he must not fast. However, if, for example, his outward journey is less than 4 farsakh, approximately 22.5 kilometers, he must pray full and also keep the fast. So, for example, if his outward journey is 3 farsakh and his return is 5 farsakh, he must pray and fast full. Note: the border or hadd tarakhus of the city, according to research, is about 1,350 meters away from the last house of the city. Issue: the second condition is that a person must have the intention of traveling the legal distance. So, if, for example, a person wishes to travel to a city which is not past the legal distance, but then whilst traveling decides to go to another city which will take him past the legal distance in total, this person cannot break his fast. Issue: the third condition is that a person must continue on the intention to travel the legal distance. So, if before reaching 4 farsakh, the traveler wishes to end his journey or doubts whether to continue or not, if he has not already broken his fast, he must complete his fast. Travel breakers. Issue: the fourth condition is that a person must not intend to break his journey. That is, he should not intend to stop his journey or cancel his journey. So, if a person before traveling 8 farsakh passes through his hometown or intends to stay at a destination for 10 days or more, he must keep the fast. Issue: things which cancel or stop one's journey are 1. Passing through one's hometown, 2. Staying in a place for 10 days or more, 3. Staying in a place for 30 days without an intention or whilst having doubts of staying. In these instances, a journey of a person is cut and he must pray full and keep the fast. Hometown. Question: if a traveler during his journey passes through his hometown, what is the ruling about his fast? Answer: if a person passes through his hometown before Dhuhr, and his onward journey is less than 8 farsakh, and if he has not done anything which would break his fast, he must make the intention to fast and complete the fast of that day. However, if his onward journey is more than 8 farsakh, his fast is invalid. Also, if he passes through his hometown after Dhuhr, his fast is invalid, even if his onward journey is less than 8 farsakh. Issue: place where a person chooses to live and intends to spend his life there is counted as his hometown. It can be the city of his birth, or the residence of his parents, or a place he has adopted to live in. If a person lives in two places, for example, he lives 6 months in one place and 6 months in another place, and has chosen both places to spend his life, both places become his hometown. However, having more than two places as a hometown is problematic. If a person, without the intention of remaining for life, spends 7 to 8 years at a place, that place has the ruling of being his home. Question: is a wife independent in choosing her hometown, or does she have to follow her husband? Answer: a wife is independent in choosing her hometown and does not have to follow her husband. But if she chooses to follow him, her husband's choice is sufficient for her. Question: is it possible to have a place as a hometown without having the intention of remaining there? Answer: if a person without the intention of remaining stays in a place for an extended amount of time that he is commonly accepted as being from that place, or if he plans to stay there for at least 7 to 8 years, that place has the ruling of being his hometown. Issue: If a person intends to stay at a place for 10 consecutive days or knows that he has no choice but to stay for 10 consecutive days or more, his prayers are full and he must keep the fast. Question: I plan to stay in a city for 10 days, but plan to travel out of it, but my journey is less than 8 farsakh. What is the ruling? Answer: if during the 10 days you spend less than 7 hours outside the city, there is no problem. Note: if a person has the intention of staying at a particular place for 10 days or more, but after arriving, changes his decision, if he changed his mind before reading a 4-rakat prayer, he must pray shortened prayers, and he is not allowed to fast. However, if he changed his mind after praying in full, he must pray his prayers in full and must also keep the fast as long as he is at that place. Issue: whenever a person stops at a place and is unsure about how long he will stay there, in this instance, he must pray shortened prayers and is not allowed to fast. However, after the passing of 30 days, he must pray in full and must fast. Issue: the fifth condition is that the journey must not be a haram or forbidden journey. If it is haram, the traveler, even if he is traveling more than 8 farsakh, must fast and pray in full.